Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Wednesday edition, we are going to talk about the NFL and all their changes. I mean, some of this stuff, they're just trying to redo and remake, and it doesn't make any sense. And then the other stuff is just changing the entire game, but it's not all bad. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the GOAT becoming a billionaire. Yes, that's a real thing. The Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott do it again. We will explain. We're going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It involving a terrible take involving a top pick in this upcoming draft. Plus, we've also got our midweek awards, the old P. Petros Papadakis, and we got the BQ News. It's all yours coming up next here. Two pros and a cup of Joe on a Wednesday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, Lat's back.
Oh, yeah.
Lat's back.
Hi.
Red Truck is back.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you.
You can find this show.
Yeah, yeah, please. Yeah.
Q's not bringing us in.
Please,
Jonas is.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead, Jonas. Go ahead.
Well, listen.
Continue on.
You can always find us on the iHeartRadio app. You can always find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning. We appreciate it. And we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
So how the hell are we doing, guys?
It is good to be back.
Good, man.
Trying to figure out what the hell movie Lee's got on in the studio here. Seems to be.
he was doing Leprechaun for he went on a Leprechaun run for a moment.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh yeah, we had Leprechaun a couple of them. Leprechaun
in space, Ice-T and all of them.
Yeah. Leprechaun in the hood.
Yep. A lot of leprechauns in this scene. I'm watching right now.
Leprechaun in the hood.
Y'all see the leprechaun say, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that news story with the amateur sketch? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I remember hearing that, but I'm not clear.
Man, I'll try to find it. It was one of the better stories out there.
Leprechaun, let me hear you say yeah.
So I missed you guys. How's everything going? Everything, we all good?
Smooth, good, man. Yeah. Smooth. You know, the house isn't burnt down or anything like that. You ain't got to clean
up. Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah,
we didn't get fired yet.
No, well, bam. Listen, you know, that's why I'm here. We'll go ahead and we'll change that. The ratings will take a dip, and then, you know, we'll get everybody in trouble here at some point during the course of the show. But
I don't think that'll happen.
By the way, you guys remember when the NFL just kind of stayed out of the way? And said,
you remember
when
the NFL was the NFL?
Well, you know? I mean, there's that, but there's also the NFL kind of said, you know what? We'll play nice. We'll let you have Christmas Day. All right. We'll let you have it. You guys just, you know, go ahead, put on your five games, and we'll let you have Christmas Day. And then it's almost like the NFL the past couple of years just said,
yeah, we're not going to go ahead and play that game anymore. And so the NFL is now going to have a couple of games coming up on Christmas this upcoming year. They had Christmas games, a triple header this past Christmas. And it feels like the days of that day just being handed to the NBA by default and the NBA kind of rolling with it are done. And the NFL is, despite Roger Goodell saying, well, this is just a one-off. We're not going to play games on Wednesdays regularly. But unless it's Christmas and we've got Christmas on a Wednesday this year, and goodbye, NBA, on your solo treatment of Christmas Day moving forward. Pretty fun, man. It's pretty fun. Good for
the
NFL.
I think it goes to show you that was one of the higher-rated games all season, Christmas Day for the NFL. But it's not even just that. It's also they've moved back the trade deadline a week. That's moved back to week 9. If you look at where that hits, that coincides with roughly about the beginning of the NBA season. Now, I don't think that's the intent of the NFL. I think that move actually signals the fact that they're going to get to 18 games. Because if you think about it, the trade deadline was at week 8, which used to be 16 games, and now we're at 17, and they want to move it back an additional week. But I think that lends you to think that eventually they're going to get to 18 games. So it'll be once again the halfway point of the season. But still, it does kind of trample on a little bit the NBA, the beginning of the season, and now Christmas, which the NBA used to think, for whatever reason, they had a stronghold or a stranglehold on that, which, Merry Christmas. No, you don't. Here's your lump of coal, my friends.
Well, at least there's still something getting trampled or getting tough and strong-armed. I mean, is that why they're making the game so much softer? So they can keep playing all year? I mean, they're going to play all year long now. Ain't nobody getting jacked up, so, just keep playing.
Do you think the hip drop tackle is a long-term, or is it just going to be like a trial run like the pass interference penalty that was a few years ago?
I think they're going to continue to legislate the game. I think they're going to for obvious reasons. And those obvious reasons are they have to continue to address the brutality of the sport, the long-lasting impact of the sport. And it's not just the here and now, like, okay, you're losing players to injuries due to certain things that are taking place. I just think that they're staying politically sound in things that they're doing. And that's what it's going to be, and that's a brave new world. I mean, there have been rule changes, since forever. There's always been rule changes, but I don't know. For me, it just, as a former player and someone who watches the game and enjoys the game, I don't know, man. I just think all these new rules, I don't come away from it saying, oh, this is turning the game into like a way, way better game. It's like a way better game to watch now. This is so amazing to me. Like, I just think to myself, my career would have never been, most of the people that made football popular and people love would have never been, it just would have never happened. For the defensive side of the ball, you wouldn't have had Lawrence Taylors. You wouldn't have had Ray Lewis's. You wouldn't have had, the Ed Reeds or the Troy Polamalu's. You wouldn't have had them because everything is breaking a rule now. Everything is 15 yards now. Like, it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's strange to me.
I am cautiously optimistic. Okay. For this reason, they state that it's not going to be called quite as much as we think. And now the players are made aware of it. I do think defenders will adjust and they won't. I mean, they'll just miss tackles. That's really what's going to come down to. And they're going to go to the sideline and they're going to say, well, what happened? I missed a tackle. I didn't want to get a penalty. I mean, do you guys remember when I think it was Marcus Williams for the New Orleans Saints? Kind of misjudged the ball that became the Minneapolis
right
Miracle. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, he tackled a ghost.
But don't you remember, like, that was a byproduct of kind of like how things were being officiated then? And he is like, yeah, no, that was kind of in the back of my mind. Like, that's the alternative. Like, you're just going to see some bad
wild
plays
looking
from time.
Stuff.
Yeah, some wild stuff from time to time. But I don't know that we're going to see it as often as I think people think. And I do think defenders will try to adjust. The defenders will try to make it right. So that's where I'll kind of
leave them. They always do. We always do, but I don't know, man. It's getting to a point of where it's getting real slim to be able to well, it's time to adjust. Like, I can't catch him. Yeah. Like, all right, now I caught up to him, but I,
what do you want me
like,
to do?
How am I getting down?
You got dudes running the fastest 40s we've ever seen coming out.
Like, you want me to perfectly tackle a dude that's running track star speed? Like, okay, thank you. We'll take it from here. No worries.
So what do you do? Like soccer trip him? Like you go with your feet?
And no, you're going to get trouble for that, too.
It's illegal.
I mean, so what is there?
It's nothing to do.
Yonis. You got to try to figure it out. Yonis. Yonis.
I don't think that, by the way, if I had a dollar, or if I had a peso every time I heard that at a family.
Yonis.
Could have retired by now. But there is that also.
You are in if they hit you with that.
It's a small world after all.
Oh, hey, best part of the it's a small best part of the park. 5-minute wait. Go through, ride on boats.
Yonis.
That's all we need.
That's how they be hitting him.
It is.
Yeah. I try to get Jonas fired up a little bit because he needs it.
What do you think, Jay?
Jonas, how do you think it's going to change? Do you think it's going to have a huge impact?
I think there's going to be a couple of disasters. I think later in the year, people are going to throw their arms up and say, well, I don't know what you want me to do. And I don't think it's going to go well. And I think it's going to be a 1-year experiment, and they're going to realize we kind of overshot here. Like, I think it's going to end up like the pass interference penalty.
Here's the only reason why I feel like the NFL can always make these subtle tweaks to change it. Like, they just won't call it. They'll just be like, well, it doesn't fit exactly the style of tackle we talked about. If they do feel like it's becoming an issue, that's the first thing. Like, don't you recall, like teams stopped even challenging pass interference because they knew it wasn't going to get overturned.
Yeah, it was a waste of time.
Like, they realized halfway through the season, they're like, this was a bad idea. We implemented a bad rule. Let's just make sure everyone knows that it's probably not going to happen unless it's egregious. Like, we implemented this review process for pass interference for what was egregious missed penalties, like we saw in the Rams-Saints, you know, NFC Championship game. Like, that's what we put it in place for. And then we started getting coaches who challenged, like, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't quite that bad. And it became a little more gray. This would go somewhere similar to that. And the only thing that makes me think it could go away would be the fact that the NFLPA was not pushing for this particular rule. It was purely the owners who were like, no, we care about your best interest. We've got billions of dollars, yet we're not willing to install grass fields. We'd rather just have field turf because it's way cheaper, even though it's not better for you.
Don't tackle incorrectly on that.
That's right.
Artificial turf.
That's right.
You'll get hurt.
That's right.
Your foot will get caught in the turf, so don't tackle in that way.
We put in this. This rule now, you get penalized. Heck, you know, we're going to go as far as fighting you just so we get some money back from you boys. Like, that's essentially. But that's where we're at, right? Like, instead of really addressing issues for player safety that impact a greater multitude of issues or injuries in players, we just go, oh, hip drop tackle. Yeah, this is what we want. The NFLPA is like, no, okay. Yeah, we have no power to do anything. But if there was one rule that could be rolled back, yeah, sure. We'd be fully in favor of that.
Yeah, but the best part is if any of these calls get made in the Eagles opener on a Friday night, it's going to be in Brazil, and it's going to be on the cock.
And nobody,
the old Peacock right. app. What? That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. If you were a big fan of seeing fans at Arrowhead Stadium lose body parts in sub-zero temperatures,
if you're a big
on the Peacock
fans.
App,
yeah.
Congratulations, you're going to get it in Brazil.
It's going to be on the what?
Sao Paulo.
And ain't nobody going to be caring about no hip drop tackles or anything like
why,
that.
Why is that?
There's going to be some hip drop tackles in the stands.
Why not, Mark?
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And you don't never hear that at no football games, but you're going to hear it this you're going to hear it at this game. Ole, 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 ole. And I wish I'd be right there with him. I want to be right there with him.
Yeah, are we efforting that? Is that happening? Yeah.
I want to be right there with him.
I am sure Don Martin will bring out the big bucks to send us to something like
now,
that.
It is a Friday night.
I want to be right there with them.
Are you going to be able to take the PJ to get to wherever you need to go for a big noon kickoff the next day, Brady? It's a Friday night game.
Damn. I mean, why you put me on blast like that?
Well, I'm just saying.
Jeez.
I mean, he ain't lying.
What's the date of this one? Is this week one NFL?
Week one. Week
you ain't
one
hear
NFL.
Him deny
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there is. There's definitely not any chance. No. You know, that's a long flight to get down to Brazil.
13 hours.
Long? Yeah.
13
you ain't taking
Philly
a PJ to that.
That's enough sleep.
Yeah.
How many days we going to be there? 13 hours of sleep out of here.
Why, you only sleeping on the plane? That's it?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're not getting LeVar back.
Nope.
We go to Sao Paulo. That's it.
Everybody, I love him.
It's a wrap.
I'm going to miss him. I ain't never coming back.
It's going to be a good time, man. And the NFL's back.
They say you got to be careful there.
Lat's back, man.
Yeah. Good to be back.
He's back, man.
Good to be back.
Good to
have
the Tigers could change their stripes in Brazil.
It's good to have.
they could have leopard spots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta be careful.
Gotta be careful, man.
You gotta check your surroundings. And, you know.
But if you're gonna go, I tell you what, I will give you the remedy as soon as we go to the break.
Yeah.
Hitting to Brazil?
Well,
want to protect that MVP status?
I want to get away. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. So we are going to have the usuals coming up later on. We do have another edition of In Case You Missed It. We're also going to hand out our midweek awards in hour two of the program. The old P, Petros Papadakis, is going to stop by in hour three. And we've got the BQ news. It's all yours as we take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. But coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, there was a story that carried us. It carried us for a long time in the NFL, and apparently that story is back. We'll tell you what it is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Boom, boom. Just waking up in the morning, gotta think. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd.
Yeah, go Brady.
Dog, no smog. With no hog.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. Somebody is not happy with some criticism of his organization in the NFL. We are going to hear the response coming up here again 20 minutes from now here on FSR. So remember a couple years ago, actually it's probably about like 4 years at this point. So four is not a couple, more like a few. But you remember like 4 years ago, like we were going through the middle of a pandemic and like one of the stories that carried us was whether or not the Dallas Cowboys were going to give Dak Prescott a contract extension. Like, that was carrying us through a pandemic because there was nothing else going on. There was no sports. Everybody was in a bad mood. Everybody was stressed out. And at least we had that to fall back on. And apparently, we're going to get that again. We're going to have that happen after the season because apparently the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott have mutually agreed, according to people involved, have mutually agreed to go ahead and let him play out the final year of his contract. There are no tags in his contract. There's no trades in his contract. All of that exists in Dak Prescott's current contract, which apparently is going to run its course this season in what does shape up to be, in my mind, sort of a
call.
Well, yeah, like a make or break year for Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, and company there in Dallas. Yeah,
so. All in. They said it.
Yeah,
they all in. And
didn't I? Mean, this is how we got here, though, right? Didn't he press free agency prior to getting this deal?
Because he had, and then his leg almost fell off, and then they came
before.
Back, and
the leg almost fell off.
It looked like one of the scenes from Mannequin, where one of the legs like kind of whipped over. And just
almost put it right
off.
On back in place. That's all.
Yeah. That's a great point. A great point.
So, I look at this and think: do the Dallas Cowboys, are they the team that values Dak Prescott's services the most?
Yeah,
it feels like that. Like I feel like on the open market, would you have picked Dak, Kirk Cousins? Who else do we talk about?
We said like Justin yesterday. Fields. Didn't we throw Justin Fields if it was an open market? If he had tested, was it Justin?
Yeah, which would be interesting only because he's younger. There's you know, he was drafted higher. There's a presumed thought that maybe he's got higher upside. Even
I think
still.
There was a different name that we used though.
Yeah,
that
there
if
was.
If he would have did something differently, he would have had more leverage
Baker
than what
Mayfield?
He has right now.
No. I'll think of it at some point. Yeah. I'll think of it at some point. But we kind of talked about it to a degree. Like, would he have been the top, you know, free agent if he was on the market this year? Maybe you say at 31 years old he would have been. But it feels like, for lack of better terms, like they have just not been able to get to a Super Bowl, get to the ultimate point of seeing this team, you know, be able to have a shot, even an NFC Championship game. And I don't think it all falls on Dak, but that's usually how this works. It's the
Jordan
head coach
Love.
And the quarterback get the blame.
Jordan Love. It was Jordan Love.
It was Jordan Love. That's right. Yes. Good call.
Yeah, no worries.
So, you know, it's just that's the tough part. By the way, you know, I think Jordan Love, you know, when we were talking about that, part of the reason why I felt like if Jordan Love would have been, you know, pressed towards free agency and would have been, you know, looked at it for, you know, if let's just say he made it to the free agent market this offseason, he would have been the number one quarterback. People can't dispute that, but he's young. He played phenomenal over the second half of the year.
Yes, he did.
And head-to-head, if you looked at how he plays versus Dallas, I don't think there's any questions about who is the better quarterback in that game. The stats looked fine for Dak in the end, but that wasn't there after the first half. Mm.
I just, Dak's coming off his best season. And I know they came up short in the playoffs. Is that how he's just going to be?
Good job, Jonas.
Well, like, is this
Jonas?
Is this just how is this just how he's going to be judged? If they don't win a Super Bowl, like, you got to move on. Like, because if that's the case, and you got 31 other quarterbacks,
I don't think it's if he doesn't win the Super Bowl. I think it's how they win or how they lose. How far they go.
I mean, they've won a lot of games with him as quarterback.
They have.
I know they haven't won a Super Bowl, but there's a lot of
seasons. I thought his 2021 season was better, personally. But
They
only played 16 games. They basically threw for like the same amount of yards, but more touchdowns.
Well, we're splitting hairs here. Point is, Dak Prescott is a pretty good quarterback. Yes, Dallas values him more than maybe anybody else would. I think we saw that with Lamar Jackson last year. Like, the Ravens valued him more than anybody else did. That's why nobody came calling for a trade.
Yeah, they had the tag to use. In this case, like, he will get out to he'll be able to legitimately go out and negotiate with other teams. If everything, if let's say he plays the exact same way he did this past year, he'll have that opportunity to see what he's worth and see if someone's going to pay him more than what the Dallas Cowboys are willing to pay him.
I don't think they'll pay him more, but I think he will have value on the open market. I do. He is a good ball player. I just think that we're so inundated with looking at certain players after they've done certain things, and we judge them on the criteria of being great. It's like, I hate to say it, he's just, to me, he's not great. He's a really good football player, though.
I wouldn't define him as that. I think what's happened in the NFL, and this is like the Patrick Mahomes effect, you either have a guy like Mahomes, or
which is
if you
one.
Want to say Lamar, or you want to say Josh
okay,
Allen.
Which is 1-1. They're both 1-1s.
You know, a Burrow. You either have a guy that you see can elevate the level of play of everyone else out around you and give you a shot to beat the Chiefs or get you to a Super Bowl, or you don't. Like, that's where we're at. Like, they're in the NFL nowadays, and this is like a byproduct maybe of even society. Like, we are all or nothing. You're on this side or that side. You either got it or you don't. Like, there's no shades of gray at any point. And that's where I feel like we're at right now. Like, this is a league where teams are trying to find a guy that they feel like can hopefully elevate the level of player. Everyone else out around him and win him a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And the talent that you're talking about, maybe that is Caleb Williams this year. Yeah, maybe it's another quarterback in this draft class. But it's so far and few between that you really do need to build a roster and construct a roster to allow your team to win or have a chance at winning. But I mean, look at San Francisco, like, case in point. That is a roster that has as much talent as any roster in the NFL, and it still couldn't get it done. That's where you're at.
And is this also just because he's a Cowboys quarterback? There's got to be some of that.
Yes, that plays a part. That does play a part. The pressure of winning as a Dallas Cowboy team, which is it's a phenomenon. It truly is a phenomenon, because if we were judging Dak Prescott off of different circumstances other than being a Dallas Cowboy, we might look at him differently.
We would.
100%. But it's because it's that Dallas Cowboy effect. How about them Cowboys? Be a Troy Aikman or a Bart Starr or a which was the other one? Staubach. There it is. That's who I'm looking for. Staubach. A Roger Staubach
underrated name all time, Roger Staubach. Like, that that's a manly name.
I feel like he should be
name.
An astronaut, though. You know?
You think so?
Yeah, Staubach. You don't think so? Yeah. It's like calling back to Houston.
It's like he was destined to go to space.
Yeah, like, I could have easily seen Roger Staubach saying what Neil Armstrong said. This
and
is
by
one
the way,
small step for man.
And by the way, since
you hit it two shows in a row.
Giant leap for mankind.
And by the way, since all that was recorded on a soundstage, I mean, they could really dice that up pretty good.
And what a cool dude, by the way. A Naval Academy guy like
Neil Armstrong or Roger Staubach? I'm sassing.
I think it's Roger. That's the Naval Academy guy. I spent a little time with him a couple times. Don't even remember where and when, but I'll tell you what. I remember he was one of the coolest dudes, great smile. And he's got a great hairline, too, by the way, for his age. You know, I think he dyes it. He's got to dye that thing because, I mean, it's just way too nice, you know. But that's my personal experience with Roger Staubach. That's all, you know.
Anyways. Cowboys quarterbacks, man, judge differently.
Tony Dorsett, I met him.
So you just feel bad for him? Is that what you're saying?
I do. I'm with you too. I feel bad for Dak. I feel bad for Jim. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for Bledsoe. I feel bad for Quincy Carter.
How long was Bledsoe in Dallas?
By the way, Armstrong was also in the U.S. Navy.
Was he really?
Yeah.
But was he at the academy?
He wasn't at the academy. Okay. I believe he. Yeah, I believe he spent some time in their. Yeah, he spent some time in the U.S. Navy.
I was at the gym the other day, and some guy, I ended up starting a conversation with, and he was like, "Yeah, I was in the Navy," and I was like, "Oh yeah, the almost spoiled all the way guys, huh? Like, you know, the Air Force super spoiled, Navy spoiled, Army not spoiled at all." But anyways, before I could get to my finished punchline, he was like, "Marines." I was like, "Oh, never mind."
Yep.
You're not only not spoiled, you're the one that goes and tears ass down. So thank you. I appreciate your service, sir. Let's talk about that. What was it like being a Marine?
I didn't know there were spoiled tears.
Bro, Air Force stays in penthouse suites in the hotel. They stay in the hotel. The Navy, they stay on the ship sometimes, but they get the barracks and all that stuff. They got like nice little setups, and the Army, that the running joke is the Army, they live in the woods, you know. They're out in tents, you know. They're like the last ones to get the nice amenities, you know. That's like kind of like the running joke, kind of sort of. Anyways, well. Yeah. Shouts out to our military, by the way. I love all of y'all, but, you know, there is a sibling rivalry within the ranks. It's kind of interesting. If you ever been on a base, you'll see the guys, the guys that fly. They walk around with their airman suits on. They have the nice little leather gun holsters and all that stuff. And then you don't even really see the naval guys around. You don't really see them at all. And then you see them, the Army guys. They're walking around and they're in their like the fatigues. They got the boots on. They got their like their guns. Like it's weird because their guns are loaded, but. The Air Force dudes, it doesn't look like theirs are. I could be wrong on that, but it doesn't look like theirs are. But anyways, yeah, wow. Military life culture. Yeah, but anyways, that's a side note. I'm just feeling real military-ish today.
It's all right.
Man of service, you know.
And that wraps up our coverage of Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys.
He might be better
situation off
going to the military. They might appreciate him more there. Now, they won't pay him as much, but I tell you what, they might appreciate him a whole lot more.
Probably better Super Bowl odds as well, too, if he goes there, based on what's happened in the playoffs.
Dak Prescott is in the Super Bowl. Is he really? Yes. He's got an M16, and he's got a uniform on, but it's not a football uniform. He's protecting the men that are playing, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Well, not the win to beat Lamar Jackson.
I do know this. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live.
Oh, good
I know.
Point.
Listen, I know that because when it comes to the hosts, like people are at Fox Sports Radio, tip of the spear right here, baby. Tip
you
of the spear.
You do this.
You know what though? You're getting crushed by Morgan H. I know that.
That's right. Because you can see the standings and you can get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. And as Brady mentioned, Morgan H. currently in first place with an impressive 55 points out of a possible 64. But four listeners are right behind Morgan with 54 points. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip with two graduate hotels for two, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio, we're going to tell you how some comments from somebody really pissed off a member of one organization in the NFL, and that's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Turn it up. You know who this is?
I have no idea.
Missy Elliott. Boom.
Nah, that's right? A good try though.
Oh man,
Busta Rhymes.
You imagine what this bass would do to my produce truck.
Oh no, like, no, you don't have enough, like, you don't have enough kicking in there for the bass to do any
door
damage.
Would fall off.
Now if it was the treble, if it was a treble effect, then you'd be good.
Yeah,
you know,
well, there ain't that.
That's all right.
There ain't that.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Fox Sports
Joe,
Radio.
Joe was using Bluetooth in his pickup yesterday.
I don't have Bluetooth. I wish I had Bluetooth.
Is it even called Bluetooth anymore? I mean, is that an old term too?
No, I think it still is. It's still Bluetooth. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't take that from us. I mean, they've taken everything else. You can't take that from us. By the way, coming up top of next hour, a little over 12 minutes from now here, we are going to tell you about how somebody who's already the GOAT may have taken it to another level. We've got the proof on that coming up here in a little over 12 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, though, a reminder that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Delap.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, LeVar. Good morning, Jonas.
Good morning.
Guys, in case you missed
this.
There you are. Guys, in case you missed this. Hey, Brady. Guys, in case you missed this. Bears GM Ryan Poles pissed off at RG3 over his criticism of the Bears, saying, if you remember last week, saying that Caleb Williams should pull an Eli and refuse to go to the Bears because of how they treated Justin Fields. Well, Ryan Poles was on with Pat McAfee show yesterday and had this to say.
It pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. The same thing when I was in Kansas City. Coach Reed, all of us were brought there to break a cycle, and we did. And no one talks about those days anymore. It's all about what they are right now. So I really believe we're about to break this cycle and get this city in a really good situation and win a lot of games. So the past is the past. Like, I don't worry about that at all. It's about where we're going.
Does RG3 like think about this stuff before he goes and does it, or does he just fire off hot takes? And
he's too busy writing his book. All right, his story's not finished.
I thought it was releasing.
Like, what is?
I think we missed.
I think we missed the release date.
Oh, we did.
Darn.
Yeah, guys, he's still writing his book.
Must have been February 30th. That's when the book dropped. So apologies to RG3 for not picking that up at Barnes & Nobles, wherever they sell their books these days.
He's next up over there, though. He's blowing up.
What does he want Caleb Williams to do? Say, no, I don't want to go to Chicago. They're dysfunctional. Can you please send me to Washington? Because that's better.
Right. Right. Ask RG3.
Hey, boy,
that's right. Okay. What will RG3's hot take be? It's number two.
That actually was part of his commentation. He was literally saying, a place like Washington would be better. It's like, well, maybe. We don't know. They have a new ownership group, new coach. Their ownership group, at least Josh Harris was sitting in on some of the meetings with some of the quarterbacks and players. It's like, you have no idea how it's going to sort itself out. The one thing you know about Chicago is this is a much improved roster. It's been an improved team in the sense of how they're trying to get things right. And whether or not he feels like they did right by Justin Fields, that is not the NFL. The NFL is not in the business of being fair. He should know that more than anyone else. That's just not how life is. That's not how the NFL works. It's a cutthroat business. You can't sit there and, like, all of a sudden dictate based on that. If you want to say, well, the history of the Chicago Bears have not been good at developing quarterbacks, that's fine. That's an educated opinion. Otherwise, it just sounds like it's all trying to get clicks.
And also, if you're the guy who is the quarterback that finally delivers in that city, you're a god. Like Brady, does anybody on
How
the two
you know that?
Well, does anybody
How
on
we know that?
Okay,
well, think about this.
If you're the guy who finally delivers,
sure. Like since Len Dawson, right? Then there's Patrick Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs fans. I mean, in between, you had Joe Montana as a quarterback at one point, but he didn't win a Super Bowl. He didn't have that sort of success. Like that's what it looks like. So to your point, yeah, if you could be that guy, which everyone should dream to be, imagine in Chicago of all the great cities in this country, if you could be the guy there, it would be ridiculous how big you would get. It's the third biggest media market in the country.
So anybody on those 2006 on that 2016 Cavs team, when they go back to Cleveland, like they finally brought him a championship. Like you are finally the guy. The Cubs in 2016. Like when you go to those places
they remember in Cleveland, man. Trust me.
Like you go to those places that have been void of success for that long, and somebody finally brings it to you. Like that's a spot you want to go. But now say no and go to Washington. That's run by basketball people, reportedly by one of the coaching candidates they interviewed, and they're on their third team name
on the Capitol.
Come on, man. Like, by the way,
Capital, that's what we're calling it. That's what they call the Commandos.
The Capital.
Okay.
Why are you hating on the Capital?
By the way,
that is your Capital and Jonas's Capital, by the way.
They're not located not even in the Capital. Well, what are we talking about here?
And it's not even a state. How about that?
Does
state is the capital of the entire United States, and it ain't even a city.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for the book coming out. What else we got, Lee?
Yeah. Well, guys, you do mention Barnes & Noble. Another Barnes that went viral yesterday was Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes filmed himself yesterday finding a possum in his kitchen. He was scared of the possum, apparently. Showed his whole contraption of trying to lure it outside. Tried throwing fruit at it. Used a pitching wedge. He even thought about lighting up a joint to try and get the little guy a little high. Maybe that would lure him out. But it was a 9-minute viral video yesterday. Everybody's having fun with it.
I got an idea. How about a revolver? Like, you want to get rid of that thing?
No. So you're going to be shooting in your house? Like, why are you so scared, Jonas?
That's an intruder. Sorry.
It's a possum, dog. Oh,
cool. It's an intruder. Not supposed to be there. What do you do? Crawl through the doggy door?
Dang.
Like, you come through the doggy door and you're not a doggy, that thing's going to get lit up.
Dang.
That's the way that works. That's how we do it in Dublin.
Possums are non-aggressive.
Yeah. They play dead, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
That's literally their defense mechanism.
Just use a broom,
they act
scoot
like
them
they're
out.
Dead.
Yeah. They're actually really good for your gardens. They eat all the slugs, snails, insects, all the parasites. Yeah, they're good for you.
What are you talking about, Lee?
They can be nasty,
They're resistant to rabies. They're actually good to have around.
Is that true? I've always heard if you see them, because they're nocturnal, if you see them during the day, they probably are rabid.
No, actually, no. Possums cannot have rabies. They are resistant to rabies.
How do you know about
rabies.
This, Lee? Like, when do you all of a sudden, like, you have all this intel on possums? What happened here? Did you do a deep dive?
It's common knowledge, man. Well, I'm here to educate. Jeez. Letting you know.
They're resistant. That doesn't mean they can't have it.
we need to...
This is where Lee's, like, gives us the wrong information. Just because they're extremely resistant.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.